Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've been trying to help as many businesses as we can through this pandemic here on WGN. And restaurants, certainly one of the businesses in trouble here. They employ thousands and thousands of people around here, and we have attempted to do what we can to assist them. And we don't want to forget the little, small, independent ma-and-pa operations, too, like our hot dog stands. And on the Team Hochberg phone line right now is Executive VP, Vienna Beef, Bob Schwartz. Good morning, Bob, and happy hot dog month to you.
Well, good morning, Bob. It's always a pleasure, and it's always a great day for a hot dog.
Every month is hot dog month, as far as I'm concerned. How are the little neighborhood joints doing? I think that, as we mentioned before, your places like Superdog are kind of built for the drive-through or drive-in takeaway business, right?
You're right. Some places like that may have had some other issues prior, I think have found their niche because of the fact that people can eat outdoors and eat in their car or eat at picnic tables. And that's really what people are doing at so many hot dog stands today.
I know you've been talking to people around the area, and since the last time you were here, we heard from a number of listeners asking you to investigate how their favorite neighborhood place was doing. What have you found out?
Well, I think that I remember from last time I was there, there were some places that were in your mail bag that were places that are kind of very near and dear to my heart as well. Last time we talked about a lot of folks from the southwest to the northeast, from Romeoville to Streamwood, and I wanted to mention on the southeast side of Chicago, there's a place that's been around for a half a century, and it's called Skyway Doghouse. And this is an important place because, A, it's a great hot dog stand, but there was something at that place that got my attention about 25 years ago, and it was the fact he had a copy of an ad on the wall that said, "Where are they now? Happy anniversary, and where are they now?" And it had a list of all the employees that ever worked for him and what they're doing. And this kind of says volumes, and it points to all of these independent hot dog stands. Bob Polk, that owns Skyway Doghouse, is still around and still doing fine, and he thanks, you know, he's very appreciative of the fact that he has a drive-through, and the drive-through has helped save a lot of business that may have gone away during the pandemic, but he's doing okay, and very appreciative for all of the constant folks, the folks who consistently come in there.
Yeah, and we're hoping these folks can survive the pandemic because, as we've said many times, the hot dog stands around Chicago, so unique. Nowhere else in the country is anything like this existing. And, you know, we hope they all survive. I mean, the hot dog joints give Chicago some of the unique character that we have, and also out in the suburbs.
Oh, they sure do. And on the northeast part of town, you know, in the Evanston-Skokie area, you have Herm's Palace, who was also part of your mailbag that I remember the day after. And, you know, there's a place that kind of emulates the song Alice's Restaurant, where you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. And the same thing is true at Herm's Palace. I mean, they have a menu that is endless, and it's one of the places you could also get a corned beef sandwich and a pastrami on a hot dog, and just about anything else. I remember one day going in there, and I said, I can't make up my mind. And he came up, Craig Shane came up with a new creation of a sandwich for me, which has become my go-to, and it's a turkey club. That one doesn't have a hot dog in it, but it just shows how versatile that a lot of these hot dog stands can be. And they have picnic tables outside there, and a lot of places are adding to their outdoor seating or creating outdoor seating where they didn't have it in order to make room for people who want to eat outdoors.
Bob Schwartz wrote the book, Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog. If you can find the book, it's a great history of all of these great hot dog joints and the neighborhoods that they exist in. And the I don't know if you saw this, Bob, that there was a guy, actually some sort of, he was an exercise scientist and a veterinarian of all things, but he tried to figure out mathematically how many hot dogs could a human theoretically consume in 10 minutes. And the answer was 83. I don't advise that, though.
80. Well, I know that Joey Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs or something like that at the Nathan's thing. And knowing how many, what the size of their hot dog was, that is more than a case of hot dogs. and it's more than 10 pounds of hot dogs. And I don't know how anybody can put that away in 10 minutes or anything close to that.
the Vienna company store there, Fullerton and Damon, that's gone now, but do they have one at the new headquarters of the corporation on Pershing?
Well, on Pershing, where our plant is, yes. And they are expanding the hours of that, and we have so many of the same things that you had at the Damon Avenue store are available at the Pershing Avenue store. That's 39th Street in Morgan, and it's across the street from our factory. Our new offices are on Fulton now, and they've just opened about a week ago, and we're just kind of getting on track there.
We have some Vienna aprons and Vienna hats to give away. If you want to give us a call and ask about your favorite hot dog stand, Bob Schwartz will give you the history. He knows all. 312-981-7200. We're talking with Senior Vice President of Vienna Beef, Bob Schwartz. And Bob, people want to know about their favorite stands. As we've said many times around Chicago, nobody cares where he went to college. They just want to know, where'd you go to high school and what was your favorite hot dog stand? And let's find out
right.
from Mark what his favorite was. Hey, Mark.
Hi. Well, you have the best mustard hot dogs around, sir.
I beg your pardon?
For Vienna. My question is, well, my number one stand would be Southside Sandwich Shop, but that's no longer there. If you come down to Wilmington, the best hot dog place, gyros and all the fries you want, is a place called AJ's.
Mm-hmm. And where's that?
It's in Wilmington, right on Route 66.
Yeah, they're all over the state, aren't they, Bob?
Oh, they sure are. You know, I've heard about the one in Wilmington that's on Route 66, and they're truly trying to make a nice splash. And, you know, there's 800 to 1,000 hot dog stands that are independent. They're in the Chicagoland area, everything from Happy Jack's in McHenry to George's Euro Spot in Valparaiso. And going to Wilmington or down in Charleston and see Joey's down there. So they are all over the state.
All right, let's find out what John liked there in Elmhurst. Hey, Johnny.
Good morning, gentlemen. My favorite growing up was Frankenfries on Golf Road in Des Plaines. I think it's long gone, but I wanted to know if you knew about that.
Yeah, that was a cool place. It was right near Zweig's Deli that is also gone.
That's right.
And it was a great spot and a forerunner to so many other restaurants that are in the area now. The Works is not far from there, and a lot of the folks that went to high school in that same area, Maine East, are still going to work the Works right now.
Yeah, we've been to the works. Bob and I have been to the works. That's a good place, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, we like it. And let's go to Cheryl from Belvedere. Morning, Cheryl.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. It has to be Jean and Jude's. I grew up in that area, and every time we come in, we still stop by.
They still stick the fries in the hot dog there?
They sure do.
Yeah, they and they're lining up with social distancing there.
What about social distancing, Bob?
They're lining up with social distancing outside, waiting to get in to Gene and Jude.
Well, of course, they better. Here's Keith calling from the north side. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, hi there. Good morning. One of my favorite spots that I take my family, well, used to, was Hot Doug's on the north side.
Yeah, what's Doug doing these days, Bob?
Well, Doug is right now just enjoying life, and he's waiting anxiously for the baseball season, as I am. He and I get together once in a while for breakfast, and we've even met on baseball trips out of town. But he is happy to not having a hot dog stand, but when they start working again at Wrigley Field, and they had a concession there of Hot Dog Doug's product there. So he's getting into some other things as well.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's, look at this. From Clearwater, Florida, this is Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how about Mickey's on Mannheim Road in Bellwood? Used to live in a neighboring town there and always go there.
Well, thanks for mentioning that. Those are two brothers that have that now. That's Mickey and Frankie San Giacomo. They have such a great place. Their dad opened the place in 1959, and he had an empty car lot. And he asked Jimmy Ferrugia from Jimmy's on Grand is what he should do with that property. And he says, do what I did and open a hot dog stand. And they've been there ever since.
Rob, you can't get a good hot dog in Florida, I bet.
Well, not here, but in Tampa, they have that pea store, the Portillo's. They got two of them over there.
Well, they not only have Portillo's, they do have Mel's.
Smells
Boulevard, and that's a classic too.
Hold on, Rob. We'll get you some.
You know that.
We'll get you some Vienna swag. Hold on. We'll get you some aprons.
Thank you, sir.
Hang on. Hold on. Calm down. We'll get you some a hat or an apron. Yeah, people are excited about this. And Bob Schwartz, let me tell you something. Too bad the $64,000 question isn't still on the air, because you could go on. Your category would be hot dogs, and you'd win the $64,000. There's no doubt.
Well, I try and watch Jeopardy often, and there aren't too many hot dog questions on there.
Let's see if we can squeeze in one more. Al's calling from Waukegan. Go ahead, Al.
Jordy's Hot Dog Stand, downtown Waukegan.
Oh, yeah. That's a spinoff from another Jordy's from in the city.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Al? Yep.
Jordy would go to the courthouse and vouch for some kids in legal trouble. They'd release to his custody, and he had bunk beds in the back of his hot dog stand where they lived. And he was open 24 hours so that the gangs didn't bother him, because, you know, they're friends. The kid, they all work there.
Yeah, see,
and they took care of them. Yeah,
this is why the franchises, McDonald's and so forth, couldn't really cut into the business, because it was very personal with these hot dog proprietors and the customers. Right, Bob?
It sure was. And, you know, that's typical. I remember Tony Ozzato, who was one of the original guys at Mr. Beef on Orleans, that in the riots of 68, nobody touched Mr. Beef, because he took care of all the kids on their way home from school with free fries.
There you go. Let's see, Joyce. Have you been on with us yet, Joyce?
No, not yet. But I'm calling Bob. It's Joyce Murphy. I'm calling Bob about.
Joyce Murphy.
Who is this? Bob Schwartz, who is this Joyce Murphy?
Well, Joyce and Bill Murphy are old friends that used to build our and put up our trade show booth at McCormick Place every year for the National Restaurant Show. How are you, Joyce?
So good to hear your voice. Bill's here, too, but we're, well, I know we have to call about a hot dog stand, and our favorite was the one in Oak Park, Tasty Dog.
Yeah, that had a great story behind it because they moved and there was a real fight because they pushed them out and then they helped rebuild the place only to see it go again for more urban renewal about 8 or 10 years ago. But it was a classic place.
Thanks for the call, Joyce. And Bob Schwartz, we have to do this again because people love talking about this. If you can find Bob's book, I Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog, you get the history of all these places in there. And I'll see you for a hot dog soon there, Robert.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks so much. And
happy hot dog month.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, okay.